Avengers Infinity War is the third time in a decade that the Avengers have assembled, which makes you think, what the hell are the cops doing?
There was an idea.
10 years ago, Robert Downey Jr. finally put the bottle down and kicked off the MCU with Iron Man.
To bring together a group of remarkable people.
Since then, there's been 18 Marvel movies, each with their own self-contained story. But beneath each story, there was an overarching narrative taking shape.
To see if we could become something more.
Each film was a small piece of a much bigger plan.
So when they needed us, we could fight the battles.
A plan that would come to fruition in Avengers Infinity War.
That they never could.
The Russo brothers direct this flick where Thanos, the movie's big, bad, purple-looking motherfucker, comes to Earth in search of 6 Infinity Stones.
Say what?
What in the Christ are Infinity Stones, I hear you ask? Well, to give you some context, they're similar to championship rings in that they're shiny, elusive, and you wear them on your hands. The only difference being that one makes you the greatest basketball of all time, where the other makes you powerful enough to wipe out civilizations with the click of your fingers. Much of a muchness, really. Thanos believes that by culling half the galaxy, he'll end all famine, poverty, and devastation.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face.
Think of him as Hitler cross Stalin cross Gandhi. Thanos is one of the best comic book villains we've seen on screen because the filmmakers give his motives meaning, logic, and compassion, making it hard not to understand and perhaps even sympathise with him. Sure, he wants to murder half of humanity, but his heart's in the right place. Aww. Besides, if he culled half of the population, can you imagine how good traffic would be? You've got every Marvel character from the past decade, including Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Batman, Star-Lord, Black Panther, Ant-Man, and the Hulk, just to name a few. Surprisingly, all these characters work incredibly well together, complementing each other like grapes on a cheese board. Grapes on a cheese board. Who writes this stuff? Their contrasting personalities and planet-sized egos bounce off one another, making for great banter and plenty of lols.
Let's talk about this plan of yours. I think it's good, except it sucks. So let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good.
The problem with having so many great characters is that you need time to fit them all in, which starts to make the movie seem a little bit long. I think we can all agree that they probably could have shaved off a few minutes here and there. But as I said, there's so many great superstars in this film that you want to get the most out of their paychecks. You don't buy LeBron and play him on the bench.
I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world.
Avengers Infinity War combines 10 years of Marvel movies, all with varying styles, tones, and stories into one seamless film. It is cinematic history, and it is brilliant. I give it 7.5. I'm not Mark Fennell's out of 10.